The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
So, Parenting the Screenager is a book written by Richard Hogan. He recently posted a video on our social media channels in which he offered advice and support to students on how to manage themselves during this stay-home period. He's been inundated with follow-up requests from parents and students alike who are struggling to deal with everything that's going on. Cooped up, cabin fever, you name it. Welcome to the programme, Richard. People are struggling. What's your advice?
Hi, Ivan. Thanks very much. Good to talk to you. It seems like a different world since we met about 5 weeks ago. My advice to parents at the moment is, you know, this is a very unprecedented time in our lives. And I think what the major thing that I see coming through is that parents are being expected to homeschool at the moment, and they're not homeschool trained. And it's very important that they take a break. There's a lot of stuff going on in WhatsApp where they're in competition with each other to follow the syllabus and to keep up with the curriculum. And I think it's important that parents relax now. This is an unprecedented time, and all the work that the students have missed, they will be caught up with. And what we're doing in the Institute of Education is we're taking a three-pronged attack to it. We're looking at the well-being, we're looking at the physical education, and then we're also looking at the education itself. So I think, you know, what's really important for teenagers is structure. The best antidote to anxiety and chaos, let's say, is structure. And we're setting that up with our students so that they're very structured over this uncertain time, during this uncertain time, yeah.
So, I mean, first of all, let's talk about the kids. How do you de-stress them?
Yeah, what I'm doing at the moment with them, I'm the head of wellbeing in the Institute of Education. And what I'm doing with them there is I'm setting little challenges on Instagram with them where I'm asking them to record a song. I'm also asking them to record their favorite Hamlet quote just to keep it with academic lens on it. And then we're also getting them to do physical education. Our director of sport, Brian Gregan, is getting them to, just today he posted a challenge that required them to doing this rowing at home, where they have to compete against each other. Basically, Ivan, it's about taking their minds off it, because as you know yourself, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. We're so stressed about this thing, and rightly so. But, you know, teenagers need a break from it, because there's zombie scrolling information around it. And it's really important that there's levity and humor in here too. And that's what we're trying to do to them is say to them, relax, life can continue. You can be together, but separately. And what we're trying to do is create that environment. You know, I've set up a group chat, like you said there in the introduction, I've set up a group chat with the students in the Institute where we can go online and have a Zoom conversation about what their feelings are around it and their emotions around it. And then we move on from it. We don't dwell on it, and we have that conversation and we move on to another topic and we talk about something completely different. So not all conversations are consumed with it. And it's really important, Ivan, you know, children look to us to see how they should regulate their anxieties. And if we're anxious, which of course as parents we are, because we know this thing is ongoing and it's uncertain and we're unsure about it, but we have to model for them calmness. We have to model for them resilience.
What about routine and getting outdoors?
That's really important. Routine, the director of the Institute says, Peter Kearns always says, the greatest antidote to chaos is routine. And he's absolutely right. Students need routine. And what I'd see at the moment is that what happened at the beginning of this crisis is that students saw it as snow days. They saw this as, oh my God, this is fantastic, you know, where there's no school for a while. But it's settling, the reality is settling in that this is not going to go away anytime soon in the next couple number of weeks, right? The stark reality is probably school won't start up again till next year, hopefully, right? That it's going to start again next in September. So they need to get into a proper routine that allows for them when they get back into school that the transition isn't too problematic. So if they're going to bed late at night and they're on their phones at night, you know, and they're not going to get up in the morning, they're going to break that routine that they've had so rigidly over the last academic year, that'll fall apart. And when it comes back to school time, they'll find it very difficult to engage with the routine of school.
What about exam-related stress? And what do you think, from your layman's point of view, will happen to the Leaving Cert?
Yeah, I have to say, it's really important to say, you know, I wrote a book, you know, about teenagers, and we talk about teenagers, and there's a lot of stuff out there about them not being so resilient. And I must say, they've really stepped up to this challenge. It's incredible. I speak to them every day. I ring nearly every student in the school. I speak to as many as I can. And I feel that they're really rising to the challenge. But none of us really know. I'd say the Department of Skills, Education and Skills doesn't know either, Ivan, what's going to happen here. My guess, if I was to look at it from, say, the head of fifth year in the institute, would be that, you know, school, the Leaving Cert will probably take place in August, and all hands at deck to get it corrected very quickly in a 2-week period. And we'd be looking at maybe getting into college a couple of weeks later than we normally would be. That's probably what I would hope for.
The opportunities for teachers to be really proactive in terms of Zoom and Google and all that. Is it discretionary on teachers at primary and post-primary level, or is there a proper structure on it?
Well, I know one thing for sure. It is in the Institute. The principal, Yvonne O'Toole, was actually watching this very closely as it unfolded, and she had a contingency plan before we ever heard about shutting down. So, you know, some schools are, I think it's like anything, Ivan, some organizations are adaptable. You know, the really great organizations are adaptable, and those ones that are probably struggling during good times are going to find it really difficult in hard times. And I do think there's an onus on teachers to be on Zoom. I do think the students need that contact. I think, you know, giving them notes over the internet and just leaving it sit there, it's not conducive to, it's not the same, because we're mammals, Ivan, and we love to be connected, and our students are the same, and us as teachers are the same. So they want that connection. And there is a way of being together and being separately. And a lot of teachers say, may be in the age demographic, and I'd be one of those, being, you know, in my mid-40s, that I wasn't born in the technological age. So this is very challenging. But the schools need to step up here and upskill their teachers so that they can use Zoom. And Zoom is actually a very friendly app to use, and so is Google Meets. So that's what we're doing in the Institute. We're rolling out a mixed method approach. We have Google Meets, we have Zoom, and then we've actually had videographers in last week recording incredible content to supplement all the resources that we're putting up online. So we've got like a three kind of pronged attack to it. So I think schools really need to step up here, because if you're a serious organization, you're adaptable. And that's what you need to be in this current climate, is adaptable. You need to move to suit the needs of your students. If you're sitting at home and you're just kind of going, nice one, this is 2 or 3 or 4 weeks off, I mean, that's, you got to look at the professional level there.
Now, I know your primary focus is students, the Institute and of Education, and the role of the screenager. But what do you say in terms of adults who find themselves in maybe... isolated to stay home, they have a shorter fuse, and a kind of pressure cooker of frustration builds up that's nobody's fault, but it's definitely palpably real.
Ivan, I was actually, it's such a good question. I mean, it's the question of the moment. This morning, I was dealing with a crisis with a student who was finding it difficult to get online and, you know, wasn't getting the material. I had to make a call to somebody working in a clinic that I run. And I also had to sort out an issue that Barbie had, that she couldn't find Ken in upstairs in the house, right? I mean, this is the nature of the modern worker at home. You're dealing with your children at the same time. It's incredibly stressful. There's no doubt about it.
So I mean, you just have to learn to be patient, breathing.
I think you need, all right, what I always say about a family, a healthy family, Ivan, allows you to be a part of it and separate from it. And it's really important that you get out and get a clear headspace. You need to get out for an hour on your own.
Finally, what do you say to these two texts, which are both making the same point, John and Kilkenny, firstly? My wife and I are in essential frontline jobs. We're getting texts and emails from my daughter's teachers wanting to know why some assignments are not going in on time. Can your guest please tell teachers to calm down and take in the fact that some parents are not able to be there for their teenagers to stay focused as they would be in school? And another one, the amount of pressure being put on by parents and children from some teachers in some schools is really unhelpful. We have 4 children in school. One teacher in particular is constantly sending messages with tasks for us to do with one child. He's 5 years old. Teachers need to get a grip.
Well, if he's 5 years old and he's repeatedly sending texts, I think he does need to get a grip. I think, you know, personally myself, as I also teach as well myself, and I've been lecturing and teaching. I think it's really important that we all relax here. And this is what I'm saying to the students. this is how I reframe it for sixth year students. Never has a student had more time to study for the Leaving Cert than you guys, right? And never has teachers have more time to correct than us currently. So everyone needs to take a breath. I think there's, to your callers there, I think what there's out there is that if you're not engaging and driving your students forward, there's maybe perhaps seen that you're not professional. I think we all need just to take a little bit of a breath here. Okay. If the students don't get it in time, it doesn't matter if you correct it on the Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Everybody needs to kind of relax. But I think that speaks to a heightened sense of anxiety, Ivan, that's in the air. We're all a bit anxious because of what's currently going on.
Okay. Richard Hogan, Head of Wellbeing at the Institute of Education and author of Parenting the Screenager, thank you for that helpful advice in the home for both parents and families and students.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.